Act 3, Scene 1. Solerio and Solanio were at the inn again. "What news is there?" Solanio asked. "They say Antonio's biggest ship is the one that was wrecked in the English Channel. It sank in a dangerous place, if they are right," Solerio replied. "I hope it isn't true, but I think it is. Good Antonio has lost a ship at sea," Solanio sighed. "I hope that is all he loses," Salerio said. "Me too." "Oh, look, here comes the bad Jew," Solanio whispered. Shylock was walking down the street. He was in a very big hurry. "Hello, Shylock. What is new with the merchants?" Solanio asked.
"You knew about my daughter running away," Shylock shouted at them.
"Of course, I knew the tailor that made the wings she flew away on," Solanio replied. "I knew she was ready to fly. It is only natural for a bird to leave the nest when it is ready," Solanio continued.
"She's going to hell. My own flesh and blood stealing from me," Shylock shouted.
"The difference between her flesh and yours is the same as the difference between jet and ivory. But tell us, has Antonio lost ships at sea?" Salerio asked.
"I am bankrupt. He doesn't dare show his face now. He used to lend money out of charity, and now look at him. He better honour his contract," Shylock replied.
"What can you use a pound of flesh for?" Salerio asked.
"To bait fish with. It is my revenge for all the horrible things he has said and done to me. He hates me because I am a Jew." "It is not very Christian," Shylock said.
Before anyone could say anything else, Antonio's servant arrived.
"Gentlemen, Antonio is at his house. He wants to talk to you both," the servant said.
"We've been looking for him everywhere," Salerio replied.
"Another man was walking down the street. His name was Tubal. He was Shylock's friend."
"Tubal, have you found my daughter?" Shylock asked.
"Lots of people were talking about her, but I didn't find her," Tubal told him.
"She stole lots of ducats as well as all those precious stones. I wish my daughter was dead at my feet. Searching for her is costing too much money. I am cursed," Shylock cried.
"There is more bad news for Antonio," Tubal said.
"What?
What bad luck?" Shylock asked.
"He lost the merchant ship that was coming back from Tripoli," Tubal replied.
"Thank God! Is it really true?" Shylock asked.
"I met some sailors who survived the wreck," Tubal told him.
"Oh, what good news!" Shylock cried.
"Your daughter spent 80 ducats in one night," Tubal said.
"What a horrible girl! It is like she is stabbing me with a dagger," Shylock cried.
"Some of the men Antonio owes money to are coming to Venice. He will be bankrupt," Tubal said.
"Oh, wonderful," Shylock smiled.
"One of the men showed me a ring that your daughter gave him so that she could buy his monkey," Tubal said seriously.
"Damn that girl! Why do you tell me such horrible things, Tubal?" Shylock sobbed.
"But Antonio is ruined," Tubal replied.
"Yes, he is. Tubal, go and get my lawyer. Tell him to give Antonio 2 weeks' notice.
I will have his heart if he doesn't pay me back," said Shylock.